From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hello, Troy. How are you?
Okay, I guess. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. Thank you. I would like to point out that you did smile when you said that. So just in case anyone thinks that you're not actually having a nice time. Troy loves it. Loves coming up here, doesn't he?
It's fine.
You're forcing. He loves it, Troy.
I love it.
You have brought us some very cool looking tracks today, though. What is this first one you've brought in?
Right, now, this is one which came out in Japan in the mid-70s. And what it was it was like an imagined soundtrack to a series of detective novels.
Oh, cool.
Based around a very lonely detective called Kentaichi Kosuke. Now, that is a super successful detective novel series.
Oh, so they were a real series of books?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Still hasn't been adapted for movie or television or anything yet. But
anybody out there, just make a note of that. If you were in production, that might be something you could get on.
Maybe or maybe not.
Maybe
who
not,
knows?
Maybe not.
Anyway, the Mystery Kentaichi Band was put together by a famous soundtrack guy whose name I've forgotten. It's over there on the left-hand side of the record sleeve. Left-hand side.
I'm not good with my lefts and
no,
rights.
No, the other left.
Which is the left?
The one when you make an L with your hand.
Yeah, I know that, but I still can't see someone's name. It just says Kentaichi Kosuke.
Okay, hand it to me.
I'm passing it to Troy. I don't know what you're pointing at there.
Right there. The soundtrack, Kentaro Haneda.
Okay, there we go. Right. See, wow. I was expecting it was in big print there, but it's in the middle of a block of text. I'd just like to stick my own corner.
So what were you saying about this man?
Kentaro Haneda, he put together a group of funk and city pop musicians to realise his vision for the adventures of Kentaichi Kosuke. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah, I do. No. Ooh.
Okay, you think you know where it's going?
I don't. I have no idea.
I wasn't entirely sure what I was going to expect, but the cover of this record did kind of set me up more than I thought it was going to. It's kind of got a vampire-y looking man playing a flute with a rose in his lapel, looking distinctly... Yeah, no, this isn't where I thought this was going, though. This is funkier. He's looking distinctly shifty. Is this meant to be the detective?
Or one of the. I don't think the detective has ears like that, but I could be wrong.
There's also lightning in the sky behind him. It's very dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a theremin?
Yeah.
Wow. This is very cool.
Okay, so this has never been released outside Japan till tomorrow.
Ooh. See, I could definitely see this as the soundtrack to some sort of cool detective movie. So why did they decide to make a soundtrack to this book series?
I'm not sure, but I do know if you turn to the back, you'll see what the writer of the novels had to say about it.
When I first heard an album was being made based on my novels, I felt very strange. I could understand if my novels were turned into films and then soundtracks were recorded based on these films. But this time, the music created was directly inspired by my novels. I felt very intrigued, yet very excited. I listened to the tape many times and realised how young people may be inspired by my novels. All the tracks featured on this album have melancholy pointing through the rhythm. More than anything, I was interested in that underlying melancholy which echoes Kentaichi's loneliness. I hope that many young fans will have the same feeling and understand Kentaichi's loneliness. So that's what the author had to say.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool. That theremin is also very cool. Bring back theremins, I say. Not enough theremins in contemporary music. Spooky, spooky flute. So what kind of age group are these books aimed at? He's saying young people in here, so were they sort of like a young adult series or something?
I'm really not sure. I think they were sort of across the board. It was a very, very popular book series.
Right. Is it still popular?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But doesn't this make you want to read them?
No, totally. Just this thing now. So I'm going to see if the Auckland Library has any copies of this. The Mystery Kindaichi Band, The Adventures of Kindaichi Kosuke.
Close
at
enough.
Auckland Libraries. I'm going to have a Google later. So this is a We Want Sounds?
Yeah, We Want Sounds has put this out. There's already been a massive amount of interest from sort of everywhere about this one. For good reason.
Yeah, totally.
It's one of those things that you hear about and you think, oh, that sounds like it's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then you hear a bit of it, you go, oh, it's way cooler than I even thought it was going to be.
Totally.
It's amazing.
Yeah. This is a very good record cover as well. I think it's one of my favourites you've brought us in.
Ooh, terrifying.
Whoa, scary. One of my favourite covers you've brought us in recent weeks. I also just noticed he's got a cufflink that's a little skull in his gold cufflink there. Very
it's quite spooky.
Spooky. Yeah.
I feel scared.
By this music.
Screaming is a little, yeah.
Well, this tune, the title translates as, I think it's Seven Grave Village.
Seven Grave Village.
I think so, yeah. And then, which of course is a reference to one of the books.
Yeah. Right. This must be so cool if you were a fan of these books to then have this kind of music accompany it. I wonder if anybody out there, has anybody read this? 5395, if you have, I'd love to know what you thought of them. So that was the Mystery Kindaichi Band. What's the next thing you've brought us, Troy?
The next thing, just hit it.
Oh, did I hit the wrong one?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Well, we're doing this one now.
All right.
This sounds very nice, though.
You were telling me you were talking to Micaiah McCraven yesterday.
Yes, and we'll be listening to that on the show tomorrow.
Now, Micaiah is generally known for his work on the label International Anthem, am I right?
Yes, you are.
There's a brand new one from International Anthem here, not with Micaiah, nothing to do with him, in fact. This is a British artist called Alabaster de Plume.
It's a flash name.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a made-up name.
Imagine naming your child Alabaster.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't put it past anyone.
True.
But Alabaster de Plume, this record is called To Cy and Lee, Instrumentals Volume 1. Who are Cy and Lee?
I don't know.
Cy and Lee, he says in the liners, the album is dedicated to them, they were two men with mental challenges that he looked after in Manchester. It was his job. He was a
carer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he used to drive around with Cy and Lee, and I'm not sure which one of them. One of them would improvise tunes all the time, singing and doing rhythms and stuff, and Alabaster would join in. And the other one, I think it was Lee, would sit in the back, and he would respond to the things which made him feel more comfortable in the world.
That's really cool.
So what this record is based on some of those tunes. Cy and Lee aren't on the record at all. This is just Alabaster with a bunch of his friends.
Dedicated to them.
Yeah. And
this is really lovely.
Yes, and some of this is... Well, no, all of it's really good, but some of this is like really deep.
Mm.
It's cool.
So what's the track we're listening to now? It's called What's Missing.
What is missing?
I don't know. Only Alabaster probably knows. Quite ponderous sort of titles on the back here. Visit Croatia, What's Missing, Song of the Foundling, Whiskey Storytime. I like this one. Not Now, Jesus.
I'm suspecting that these titles are somehow tied in with what either Cy or Lee would talk about.
I see. If you're sure you want to, The Lucky Ones, that one's with Danalog. Why, Buzzardman, Why? Not My Ask, Turpentine, and I Hope.
So you only chose to mention Danalog, no one else, okay.
Well, that's because they were on the track listing, but I'm flipping it back around to the front to read out the...
You know Danalog, right, out of Commodore's Coming.
Ah, okay, that's why the name's familiar. There are some cool friends on here, though. Danalog, Sarathy Korva.
Who is playing the drums on this tune.
Chestnut. Oh, this one's Celtic. Rena? Connolly? Jess Connor? Alice Davies? John Ellis? Jessica McDonald? Hannah Miller? Biff Roxby? That's a great name. Paddy Steer?
probably also a made up name.
It's also, I mean, fair play, it's a good one. Leon Boyden, Danielle Izani, Beth Porter, Lorenzo Prati, Dan Truen, Will Calderbank, Lorian Edwards, Philip Howley, Mike Kenny, Pascal McConessi.
You've lost me now.
Kirsty McGee, Tim Vincent Smith, Rick Whedon, James Howard, and Donna Thompson.
Okay, well, let's be honest, we knew the ones at the beginning.
I was going to say, I knew three of those, but I'm guessing these are all jazz musos.
No, not necessarily.
No?
Because this isn't really a jazz record. Like a lot of the international anthem stuff, it's more along experimental lines.
Got
there's
it.
Elements of jazz in there. There's elements of a lot of things, as you can hear in this.
Mm, totally. Who's the vocalist in this? Do you know?
I do not know. It's not Alabaster.
This is really nice.
It's cool, right?
Ooh, that noise was just like that. So is this one out on the shelves already, or will we have to wait for this?
It's a tomorrow.
It's a tomorrow. We don't have to wait that long then.
No.
It's got a lovely cover, a big daisy, a tree, and a little person.
And of course it's got that international anthem Obi on the side with the Total Refreshment Centre logo there as well.
It certainly does. That's a lovely track. That was
What's
Alabaster
Missing?
De Plume with What's Missing.
What's Missing?
What is missing? We don't know.
Now, a few weeks ago, you couldn't remember the Heliocentrics.
No.
In the
I'm
past,
glad you reminded me of that.
There you go. In the past, they've done their own sort of weird sci-fi stuff. They've done, headed bands with Mulatu Astarte, with Orlando Julius.
Mm-hmm.
And since their last record, this singer you can hear right now has pretty much joined the band. So what they've done for their brand new album on Madlib Invasion label, it's called Infinity of Now. It's like a record
with vocals,
which is a different thing for the Heliocentrics.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Me of that French group that had a record come out last year.
Stereolab.
No, but it also does sound a bit like Stereolab, yes.
A French group and you're drawing a circle in the air.
They had a spiral on one of their records, on the actual vinyl.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember who it was.
It'll come to me in like a hot second. This is cool. Who is the vocalist again?
She's from the Czech Republic. What is her name? I've forgotten her name. Barbara Petkova. Now, she was on there. I think she was on their soundtrack to that Sunshine Makers about 3 years ago.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
You haven't heard that one either?
No, I have not.
You do remember that the Heliocentrics, basically, it revolves around Malcolm Carto and Jake Ferguson. Malcolm Carto, who we listened to on the last Greg Foat record we brought up.
That Greg Foat record, I think, made it onto playlist, actually.
Did it?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, check this now.
You've brought us intriguing records this morning, Troy.
Obscure.
I like it.
No, not obscure.
Oh, I mean that in a positive way.
Wait for this bit now.
Something's wrong with the spacecraft. Houston, we have a problem.
One of the songs on this record sounds like Portishead's Glory Box if it was covered by ghosts. But this one doesn't.
No. This has got a great cover as well. It's very sort of 60s space age. Got a few astronauts on there. It's red and black. It's got a man spinning through space as well, which is a little bit freaky.
Yep.
And in the back, it's got more of a sort of like esoteric meme-esque image.
See, the cover looks exactly like a Heliocentrix record.
It does.
Exactly like one. What does the hype sticker say? I bet they would have had a tough time trying to figure this one.
Uncategorisable UK ensemble, Heliocentrix, first album for uncategorisable producer Madlib's label.
There you go.
There you go.
Wait for this build now. It's really cool.
We're re-entering orbit now. Ooh.
And imagine if the song just came back in a sec. What would you think to that? See?
There we go. This is very cool. This is called Burning Wooden Ship, in case you were wondering what the name of this is.
Yep, the album is Infinity Is Now. Is that what it's called? Infinity
yep.
of Now.
Infinity
by the Heliocentrix. It's their first record on Madlib's Madlib Invasion label.
Fantastic.
They've been playing at least 15, maybe 20 odd years. I don't know. But when I first heard them, when most people first heard them, they seemed like kind of this weird kind of Afrobeat, studio Afrobeat, vintage equipment ensemble thing.
Yeah.
But they really are.
So is this on the shelves or is this a tomorrow number?
That one's a today. You can get that one today.
Fantastic. So you can grab the Heliocentrix today. And what were the other two you brought us?
Actually, you'll have to wait till I get back out there and put it on the shelves.
You can grab the Heliocentrix after Troy gets back to the shop. What else did you bring us this morning, Troy?
We had the new one on International Anthem, which is by Alabaster de Plume to Cyan Lee Instrumentals Volume 1.
That's a lovely one.
And we started with the magnificent... The mystery Kindaichi band, The Adventures of Kindaichi Kosuke, which comes out worldwide tomorrow on We Want Sounds. You're going to want probably one, if not all of these.
That's very awesome. I'm a big fan of that one. A big fan of all of them, actually. Thank you very much, Troy. We'll see you next week.
Indeed you will.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.